Welcome to the Power Friendship Podcast, episode something special. This is something special. We got a special guest here today.
Very,
very special guest.
Introduce yourself. Hi, guys. Okay, so my name's Tash, and I am the face of Harley Quinn in the new Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League game. And it's very exciting.
Thank you for coming on the show. We appreciate you. We love you.
Thank you for having me.
This is a great day. It's a great day. It's a great event. My name is Taylor Gaines, 18, and this is my co-host, the beautiful Benny J. Blanco. We're here to give you a daily dose of friendship, all right? We got questions. We want answers. We got all types of stuff. But first of all, how are you?
I'm really good. I've started my day by doing some gardening, and it's been I'm all good. Just I've got lots of uni work to do, so a bit boring. But yeah, I'm really good. Thank you. How are you guys?
What type of plants are you growing?
Well, we moved into our new house like last October, and the garden is huge, and we're planning just to completely redo it all. So I've just been lifting a lot of Yorkshire stone and piling it up, which was a workout in itself. So we want to get down to the foundations and just have a massive garden just of dirt, and then go from there, really. So it's a big job. But it's good. It's exciting.
And then to answer your question, I'm doing very well. I woke up very happy, and knowing that I was going to start off my day with this show just starts off really well. What about you, Tevin?
Look, I'm pumped. All right, I'm already low. I'm trying to cry right now. All right, I'm okay. I'm going through it right now. But I'm okay. We're here, and we're ready. We're going to talk all things, well, I knew you in Suicide Squad. That's really important and everything, but we also want to get to know you. You're important. Aww. So we are the Power Friendship. We know we have that one thing that you're good for, but we also want to know the real you, the real Harley Quinn. Are you a Harley Quinn? What do you like? You like gardening? You like cheese? Do you like eggs? Do you like bacon? We gotta know the real questions here. We gotta know the real questions here. Okay, we don't mess around here. Okay, I know we might seem a little bit scary, but we're here. Okay, we're here to get down to know. Tash? Because your name Tash is cool, too. You have a cool name. We have a main character name. What's going on here? How'd you get that name? Where'd your name come from? Wait. Where'd your name come from?
As far as I'm aware, it is Russian. I can't remember what it stands for, but when I was born, my mum and dad were... It was between, I think it was between Anastasia and Natasha, and they went for Natasha, and I actually really like my name. I think it was helpful.
Dude, both names sound beautiful, but Natasha, that's pretty cool. I like it.
I'm sorry for cutting you off, but you can go. I'm sorry for cutting you off.
Yeah, no, you're good. Obviously, like a very like generic question, but I'm actually quite curious, is what was the starting, like what started the road to being like a model for, because I don't know if you had done things prior to the Suicide Squad game, but like what led you to that path?
Okay, so I was scouted when I was 18, I want to say, in West Yorkshire. And then, I mean, to be quite honest, like back then, so I was 18, so this is 11 years ago. And I'm quite short. I'm 5'5". So back then, it was just quite unheard of to be short and a model. I never really had the confidence to go see agencies and things. And to be honest, even when I was booking, decent jobs, I never had the confidence to do that. I got asked to be a model for people in college. And then my images, would be on Facebook because Instagram wasn't huge back then. And then it just sort of went from there, and I just got to work with some really cool people. I mean, don't get me wrong, like, I'm not a big model by any stretch of the imagination. I've done a few really cool jobs. I don't really do it anymore, but I enjoyed it. It was it was good whilst I did it, for sure. And then obviously the face model thing was really sick, to be fair. It's definitely one of the coolest jobs ever.
So, like, who contacted you? Was it, like, Warner Brothers or, like, a scout for their company?
No. Sorry to cut you off there.
You're right.
Sorry about that. No, that's all right. So, I wasn't scouted or anything. I was working for a company that scouted or, like, casted voices for games, basically. But this job was, obviously, casting models for the game. So I was literally the one casting people, but then I actually got busy with modeling itself. So I took a step back and I left the team. And then the production manager realized that I fit the role of the bombshell, which was the brief for Harley Quinn. We didn't realize it was Harley Quinn at the time. I sent off some really smiley photos and did the audition. And it was between me and this other woman. I got it. We didn't know, you know, when Rocksteady sent us the briefs and things, obviously you could narrow it down, but we didn't know, you know, what it was for, who it was for. So, yeah, and I was not expecting to be put forward for it. You know, wasn't even expecting to get it. But obviously, really, can I swear on this?
You can say whatever the fuck.
Yes. Okay, sweet. Okay. But yeah, it was really fucking cool. It was really fucking cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, did you get a copy? Wait, okay, did you get a copy of the game? Did they give you that stuff? Or did they just say, hey?
No, I've messaged the marketing team because I was actually asking about getting credit on the game. They don't have a whole lot of like goodies, but I think they're gonna like send me a couple of things. I don't know when. But yeah, I'm waiting to hear about that because I would. I'd also quite like to play the game. Really, I think that would be
all right. Fun. Question: Do you have like? All right, did you know anything about Harley Quinn at the time, or? I was like, damn.
Yeah. I knew about Harley Quinn. Obviously, I think. I mean, I'd be surprised if there was a person that didn't.
That's interesting. Did you do any research or anything like that at all? Like, because that's like interesting.
I saw the first Suicide. Let me try and think. I've always been a fan of like Marvel and DC. So I've always known about Harley Quinn, but definitely more when Margot Robbie took over as Harley Quinn. Then obviously it became really not like mainstream, but just people were more aware of of Harley Quinn. I would definitely say I paid more attention because I loved Margot Robbie's portrayal of her, definitely.
Gotcha. I like it. I'm digging it. All right, so we have, what is something you geek out on?
Harry Potter. Just.
Oh. All right.
What house are you?
Oh my God. Ooh, okay. So, When I was younger, I was Gryffindor. And now I'm Ravenclaw, funnily enough, which I kind of love. But I've got the game and I've put myself into Hufflepuff because of all the side quests.
Oh.
Because I got the Azkaban one.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
I'm Ravenclaw and they have the least amount of side objectives. Yeah. I'm like, how? Yeah. How?
I know.
Yeah, I'm Slytherin. I'm kind of surprised. I feel weird about that. I don't know. We'll see. I took the test twice.
Slytherin is sick. All of them are sick.
They're all interesting. I was like, all right, man. But you're a gamer? This is cool. Okay, this is dope.
I'm not like an avid gamer. Definitely not the minutes. Okay. Otherwise, I will spend my life just playing Harry Potter.
Hogwarts Legacy is pretty thick. It's a pretty thick game. I'm not gonna lie to you. That's a lot of game.
It's hard though. Like, I'm literally right at the end of the game where you're having to like defeat the dragon. I don't want to give it away. Oh crap.
That's all right. It's a year old.
Oh yeah,
sure. Everybody got it. Apparently everybody got it.
Yeah.
Everybody got it, so you're fine. So this, you're not wrong. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got it. I was like, damn. So you good? Okay. Interesting. Interesting. So, damn, that's really cool. That's really cool. Okay, Harry Potter. That's dope. Yeah. Okay, who's your favorite Harry Potter character?
Oh, God. Oh, this is really difficult. Wait, Harry Potter character?
Yep.
Oh, man. Who do I love? I mean, oh, my God. This is so difficult. There are so many characters. Okay.
I
tell you what, yeah. Actually, like from the books, I would say Ginny Weasley.
Okay.
From the books. Yeah. So book Ginny Weasley because she's so badass.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like the movies really underappreciate her character.
Big time. Yeah, it's one of my pet hates about the films. But
and
then
like, in the love interest come out of nowhere. Like comes out of nowhere. I'm sorry, I did something rude.
I know. No. I completely agree with you. I feel like the chemistry between them and just like I feel like to understand the films, you really need to read the books because there's so much missed out. But then I don't try to think the films. Who's my favorite character? I mean, not to be cliche, but I bloody love Dobby.
Dobby. Aww. Dobby. I like it, Dobby.
Yeah.
Okay.
Big sacrifice.
Okay, so how do you feel about the HBO show coming out? Yeah. Your thoughts on that?
You didn't know? Oh my god, Penny.
Oh, for real?
I didn't know.
They're doing Harry Potter. That was the first thing they announced at the conference. He was like, they're doing a Harry Potter like after a TV show. But I think it's going to be like, basically like the books, basically. Basically.
Oh, I did hear about this. Yeah, they're doing a re-adaptation for the series. That actually might not be bad.
I have high hopes.
I feel like
okay.
I'm excited for it because obviously it's going to include so much more than the films did, but then I'm apprehensive because I don't know who they've got cast.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And also, I don't know how it's going to be. Sorry, go on.
No, you can go on. My bad.
Okay, all right. What's the saying? Characters. I just don't know. So, one of my, like, not pet hates, but something that, like, nagged me about the Crimes of Grindelwald films was that the scenes in Hogwarts seemed really modernized, and like just the whole picture was just a bit too bright and colorful for me. Like comparing that to the scenes in the actual Harry Potter films, it was just completely different. So I don't know if HBO is going to go down portraying Hogwarts as how it was portrayed in the Crime of Grindelwald films, Fantastic Beasts films, or if they're going to go down the old school, you know, Chris Columbus route. I don't know. But I'm excited.
Oh, I mean, the Chris Columbus was like really bright and beautiful, and I loved it. And then, it got monotone and gray after like the third.
I know. Interesting. I mean, it ties in with, you know, the whole somberness of the storyline. But yeah, the first two films were pretty beautiful.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Have you ever read a comic book?
I don't think I have. I'm not going to lie to you. If I have, in fact, that's a complete lie. When we moved into this house, we found a load of really old comic books. But I haven't like properly like paid attention to them. Like I flick through and I look at all of the like sketches and the pictures. I haven't properly sat down and read a comic book. No, I'm ashamed to say.
We're gonna recommend you Harleen. Harleen's a really good book. It's really good. Beautiful art.
Yeah.
Good. So, DC Black Label. It's a beautiful art. You will love it. It will be something like anybody could jump into. You don't got to know anything crazy, no continuity. You just jump right in. It's a Black Label book, so it's a little darker. And goes into Harley from when she started as a psychiatrist, but she's very smart.
Wow.
Yeah, the art is amazing.
Oh my goodness.
It's beautiful. It's one of the most beautiful looking books I've ever seen in my life.
Really?
Beautiful. Yeah, you would. DC Black Label books are really amazing, like really good with the art and books like that. So you don't got to know anything besides that. Just pick it up at your local comic book shop.
Boom. Oh my god, Okay, that's, yeah. We gotta get you on it. Oh, yeah. I need to get one of those.
Okay, all right. What is the top five reasons to start modeling? Like, what are your top five reasons? Like,
I think, so I've got five reasons to start and five reasons to not get into it. Because I would honestly say...
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, I would say it completely depends on the kind of person that you are. So I would get into it if you've been scouted. Okay. I would get into it if the financial instability of it when you first start out isn't going to impact you, but you know, massively, like if you've got parents that you can fall back on, or if you've got savings, you know, then go for it. I would say do it if you want to travel. You know, if you prefer the spontaneity of not knowing what you're going to do like next week or the week after, I would do it if you're a creative, you love working with different people all the time. There's a lot of reasons to do it and a lot of reasons to not do it, basically. But yeah.
That's a good answer. I like it. Both the good and bad about it.
That was good. Yeah. Okay, cool. All right. I'm digging it. What did you want to be when you grew up?
My answer is pretty boring. When I was younger, I actually wanted to be a hairdresser.
Okay, that's pretty cool. That's a cool choice.
Nothing ever happened with it. But when I was about, I would say, 5 or 6, my mum found me behind a sofa with a pair of scissors in my hand, and I'd cut my own fringe. Like, it was bad. It was not. Yeah. I have photos of this that I will never, ever show the public.
It will never be seen.
Absolutely not. But that was the start and end of my hairdressing career at the age of 5. Yeah.
I dig it. What is something you're dying to talk about?
Ooh. Something I'm dying to talk about. I mean, I'm not super well versed, but I would say, you know, freeing Palestine.
Oh,
definitely.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are we going here? Oh, okay. I like it. I respect that so much. How people just, I love that. I love that about that. That you just, how you talk about it. You can talk about freely, but you say whatever you want. Say whatever you want to say.
I mean,
say what the fuck you want to say.
I don't think I'm massively well versed, or I've done my own research for my own opinion. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I would just more just encouraging other people to talk about it for sure. I just think it's
it's a shame because we live in one of like three countries that decided to not vote for a ceasefire.
Yeah,
that's a shame being American.
Yeah, it's
that are
yeah. Stupid, I find it quite scary, to be honest. Just I don't know it. If it wasn't for, you know, actually working and university and things, I would go down a massive rabbit hole. And honestly, there's a lot of fucked up shit going on, and it does all link to certain people in power. And it's quite scary. So I'm like, I live in a state of like, what's the word? Not anxiety. Like ignorance, I suppose, because otherwise, yeah. if you don't have like a sense of, if you don't keep, what am I trying to say? You don't want to like, if it, for your own mental health, or for mine especially, I've got to, you know, also focus on my life and what I've got going on right now, not, you know, the whole world. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you just end up getting into a big depression pit, and it's just. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, not good for anyone, really, is it?
Yeah.
I guess more about you. It's not good. Yeah, I know, but I know, as we're human, man. This is people, you're just human, you know?
Exactly.
We don't want, you know? It's hard to, like, ignore. Like, I don't really, like, I can't ignore it. I'm like, it's just sad. It's sad. And
yeah.
It's like, ugh, I'm just, it's just terrifying, man. It's terrifying.
It is. It's just horrid.
Like, I can't help it. I'm happy every day, but I'm like, I'm still thinking about them. Or like, I can't escape that. The photos I've seen, the pictures I've saw, you know, the stuff I've looked up and researched. Because I don't want to just say something ignorant. I just think it's so important that we just look outside our, like, I'm so glad the internet exists, that we can live outside our own
bubble. World.
Yeah. And it's so crazy how, it's crazy, man. I admire you for that.
Thank you.
It just shows that you're a human.
And that humans are still
it's not easy to admit too, because in your position, it's like an easy target. Because like, I'm not even trying to say like you're better than most people, but like you're on the spotlight of the world because of your portrayal of Harley Quinn. So like, even speaking up to that, it's not easy. Oh, it's not easy the way the world it is. So I give you a lot of.
You're a good human, man. You are with me. You're okay.
Thank you. I also think it's because the reason why I, you know, I'm not so afraid to talk about it is because my job doesn't rely on the opinions of others. So I know there are lots of actors, there are voice actors, there are models that won't speak up on it because they're afraid of losing work. But to be honest, even if I was, you know, famous, or, well, I'd like to think that even if I was, my moral compass would still, you know, it would stay the same, and I would, you know, turn jobs down because of the opinions and the actions of people higher up in that company. Do you know what I mean? So I definitely do feel like that I have more freedom to vocalize how I feel because my income doesn't rely on like the amount of followers I've got, you know what I mean? So but yeah, I try and say how I feel, but I don't say it all the time, if you get what I mean.
I love it. Do you film content? I was like, what's the hardest thing about filming content? I was just trying to think of like a question. That was a weird question for me. I was like, you know what? Do you film a lot? Or do you know what I mean?
Honestly, like maybe 4 or 5 years ago, I used to film content ish. But to be honest, the happier I am, the more offline I am. So I haven't, as you'll probably see from my Instagram, I'll post my stories all the time, but I don't really post photos, and also I don't really take selfies that often. So, you know, it's effort. Like setting time aside to like, you know, take photos and things. And the things that I do take photos of are like food and just, I don't know, picturesque kind of things, which doesn't really tie into my whole modeling feed. But yeah,
I love it.
Sorry, that's a really boring answer for you.
No, you're fine.
So I have a question. Are you a big literature person?
I love to read, for sure. So yeah, maybe. I think since like writing more for at uni, I'm definitely more aware of it. I'm definitely getting better at writing. But yeah, when it comes to books, yeah, I would say so. Yeah.
Maybe one day when my book becomes a movie, you could play that as the lead role.
Oh my god!
He grows on book.
Wait,
it's crazy.
Did you make what? How many pages?
Oh, my! One of my good friends did the cover. It's about 100. It's a little short, a romantic comedy.
Oh, sick! Oh my god! When it becomes available, can I have a copy, please?
It is available. Yeah, it is now.
Oh,
if you want, okay. I could definitely send it your way, signed, if you like.
Thank you. Oh, I'd love to read that. Definitely.
Yeah, you got like two. You got two books. You got two books.
No way.
Yeah. You got two.
Oh my god. Yeah, I love to read, but I couldn't write like that. No way. Like that's a talent and a half.
It took me late. I'm a late bloomer.
It's okay. Oh,
thank you.
No such thing as a late bloomer, babe. Promise you.
That's good. Yeah. You got this.
That's why I always drink this mug.
Oh, I love that.
Manifesting. Love it.
Yes.
Oh, heck yeah.
What is something you wish you were good at?
Ooh. Oh, that's a really good question. Something that I wish I was good at. Oh my god, I mean, there are loads of things I wish I was a lot better at. I would say probably public speaking. I get really nervous about that kind of stuff. I've not done like a public thing like since like doing presentations at college. So, and I used to just like I would sound okay, but my hands would shake all the time. So that's something that I wish I was better at. And I also think if I had more confidence doing that, I'd probably be a bit more out there, or I'd post more to socials. So yeah, that's a really weird thing to say, actually, because I'd never thought about that before. But yeah, I would say that. Or I wish I was good at like doing crazy, like adrenaline junkie kind of things. Like, in fact, no, I wouldn't say that's. In fact, no, ignore that answer, because I would still do that.
Crash it.
Yeah, literally. Like playing the piano. I am good at playing the piano, but I wish I was better for sure. But that's my own stupid fault for not practicing as much as I should. But yeah, not very exciting answers, guys. I'm sorry.
You're fine.
I can't wait. I can't wait for that piano album to come out.
Yeah.
2025. Watch the space.
Hey, let's go.
All right, it's been hurt here.
Rate your confidence from scale of 1 to 10.
Ooh, I would say like an 8.5.
Ooh, okay.
Love it. Love it.
Standing on business. Let's go. Yeah, okay.
Definitely.
Okay, I like that.
I'm definitely more confident about the person that I am as opposed to like exterior. Because I think I don't know one person that is like 100% confident in how they look, but. Yeah, in me, I like me. I'm confident about me. So that's, yeah.
Yeah. I'm constantly fixing my hair right now because I hate how it looks sometimes. So what? I get you.
Okay, I'm sorry. Your hair is sick. I love your hair.
So, but I'm like, it has a mind of its own.
Yo. Yo. I love you, Vinny. Don't ever change.
Love you too, bro.
If you have any superpower, what would you have? What would you have?
The ability to fly, 100%.
Oh,
save money on transportation.
Honestly, I have dreams about like being able to like jump and fly all the time, and if I could do that in real life, oh my god, it would be amazing.
Where would the first place you would fly to?
Ooh. I would love to fly. Probably like Japan or China.
Oh, that's a good choice. That's a good choice.
Yeah. I feel like
what part of China?
Oh, probably like where everything actually let me have a proper think about this. I don't know what the area is called.
where everything is. That's what I was saying.
Where the not so good things are happening, just to find out if those bad things are actually happening, because
like the Uyghur stuff.
Yeah,
just like the Muslims being forced.
Yeah, you out here trying to be a Superman for real. You out here trying to be.
Trying to expose everything. I love it.
I say the world for real. I love it. Okay.
In an alternate reality, 100%. Yes, I would love to be.
So basically, what we're getting out of Tesh is she basically would be the modern day Lois Lane. Just exposing. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I would love to expose all of the dirty business people.
Oh man, look at you! You're real, okay, real Lois Lane. Okay, Lois Lane, Superman. I dig it. Two, okay, that's cool. Wow, should be a reporter. Why have you been a reporter? Getting the scoops out of here.
Because they can be a bit dirty sometimes, and I think I'd rather like behind the scenes, like researching, like at a computer, and you know, going to places as opposed to being like the face of it. If you get what I mean.
Yeah, you could be the beacon of hope. The beacon of hope.
Thanks.
Just saying. We need that sometimes.
Yeah.
What is your top five favorite movies of all time?
Oh yeah, don't worry. Yeah, Riverside does this sometimes. Like it'll skip.
It'll pause.
So it'll come back really soon. Ask it, Quinn. Ask it again, Ted.
All right.
Amazing.
What are your top five favorite movies of all time?
Oh my god. Okay. So I was thinking about this earlier. My top five favorite films of all time. I love Shawshank Redemption. Have you seen that one?
Ooh.
That's a classic.
I own the book that has it.
It's a classic. It's a classic. Okay.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
All right. Okay. Shawshank.
Definitely Shawshank Redemption. And another one I would say... a lot of people like shit on this, but I love Inception.
What? Who shits on Inception?
I've heard people shit on Inception, and I don't like the shit on it at all because I think it's a freaking sick film. And also, the score is next level. Like, Hans Zimmer.
Hans Zimmer. Hans Zimmer is the man. Even if he's jumping to the drums, I still love
it.
He started it.
I'm literally seeing The World of Hans Zimmer on Wednesday for the second time, and I'm so excited.
Oh, we're coming. What? We're coming, Benny. Benny, we're coming.
So good.
Have fun, too. Let's go, bro.
Do it.
We're coming.
Do it, honestly. It's just, oh my god, he's just ridiculous. And then, other favourite films.
We're going to the UK, Benny. Let's go.
Do it. London, O2. Be there. What are my favorite films? I can't think of.
Inception.
I tell you what.
As well.
Lord of the Rings: Return of the King. That's a sick film.
The Battle of Pelennor Field. Love it.
Okay. You got some bangers. You got some bangers.
And then let me try and think of.
Good.
Oh my god. Another really good. It's another Leonardo DiCaprio, but Shutter Island. Oh, I love Shutter Island.
Yep.
Yeah, is a.
If you got exposed to the ending, ruined everything.
Yeah, literally. and then one more.
Interesting choices. Okay.
Oh, and then let me try to think. Another favorite film. This is so difficult. Oh my goodness. You know how difficult this is, like trying to pick your top five? This is impossible.
Yeah, tell me about it, bro. It's tough.
Oh my god. Like, I'm literally scrolling.
Okay. What film that makes you feel good? Like, make you feel like that, feel that oomph, that that's what I go by.
Oh god. I watch films all the time. Let me have a think. Feel good films. Oh, I tell you what, and it's again potentially cliche, but I love Eat, Love, Pray with what's her name? Julia Roberts. Oh, okay. I love that film.
Okay. You got some heat. Okay. Do you have a favorite superhero movie? What's your favorite superhero movie?
Oh my god.
I forgot to ask you that.
The Dark Knight. Is my just oh my god, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Dun-dun-dun.
That's my favorite.
Is Batman your favorite superhero? I'm learning a lot right now.
Yeah, actually. I think he might be.
Interesting.
You know.
Oh, shit.
Like, crazy rich guy just getting rid of all the bad guys.
In a bad suit.
But also Christian Bale Batman, to be specific.
Oh, that's your favorite Batman?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, yeah. How can he not be?
This is interesting. Okay.
I mean, Tevin, he had the most to develop. So remember that, Tevin. He has three.
Yeah, films. But he also fights like he's dance recital, like he's in a dance recital.
Nice.
But it's fine. He's fine. I think he's a good Batman. He's just, you know, he's cool. He's cool.
He is.
Bro, he had the interrogation scene. I don't know if any other Batman had that scene.
It don't matter. Yeah. You know? Hey, look, Batman, look, I'm just saying, bro. There's two other people in that scene. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. He's okay. I was like, all right, interesting. All right, you like Batman. All right, I dig it. Okay, Christian Bale's favorite Batman. Okay. Do you have a favorite Batman villain? No?
Joker.
Oh, I got that vibe. I'm getting the vibes. I see why they picked you. Okay. What do you think about Harley Quinn, Lady Gaga's Harley Quinn and
I haven't seen it yet. I can imagine she'd do a really sick job.
Okay.
Well, they haven't released a trailer. They've only been like
The trailer drops next week.
Oh, right. It's really interesting. Fair.
Did you like the Joker movie?
Phoenix? What's his name? Is it Jacqueline?
Jacqueline Phoenix. Oh, okay.
Is it Jacqueline Phoenix?
Yeah. Oh my god, amazing. Yeah. I thought he was just insane. His portrayal of Joker and Heath Ledger's portrayal of Joker, just yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like it.
And there were two friends too before Heath passed away.
I know. I love Heath Ledger. Oh my god, that's another shame, one of my favorite films. I know will be my sixth. Ten things I hate about you with Heath Ledger.
I was literally gonna say that.
Hey, let's go. Julian Stiles, man. I watched that scene.
Yeah,
it's a great movie. When she's at the I love Julian Stiles.
And I love it every time someone ever mentions Heath Ledger, it's always Joker and 10 Things I Hate About You. I love it.
Yes.
The total dynamic flip. I love it.
That was a good movie, man.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a classic. Oh, I'll see it so many times. Okay, you got some heat. Okay, I like it. I like it. We cook it here. Let's go. Okay. Who would have thought? All right. So what TV shows do you watch? What do you watch on TV? What am I watching right now?
I am watching. Am I even watching? Have I just finished something? Let me go onto my Netflix and have a look because I cannot think of anything right now.
I've been watching Seinfeld.
What's that?
It's an American sitcom, Seinfeld.
I'm not familiar. I'm not going to lie. Oh, Three Body Problems. I watched that. I finished that the other day.
How is that?
It was good. I enjoyed it, but you have to pay attention because there's Japanese. It's not dubbed, so you have to watch the. Oh my god! I need to turn my sound off on my laptop.
You're fine. You're fine, man.
Netflix does not care about sound.
Yeah.
Netflix. There's a limited series coming out on Wednesday called. And Anthracite, that looks really cool.
Netflix has a lot going on. A lot just streaming services, period. What streaming service do you use the most?
Netflix and then Disney Plus.
Oh, what do you watch on Disney Plus?
Any of the like Marvel primarily, and then just anything. I love watching like you know, live action Disney films, the old Disney, just anything. I have such like a taste in my taste in films and like series is I've got such an eclectic taste. Like I love psychological thrillers, I love proper horror films, I love romantic comedies, I love live action, just everything.
We gotta talk about
That's
horror.
That's awesome.
We gotta talk about horror. What's your favorite horror movie?
Oh my god. Oh my god, favorite horror film. Oh my god. I tell you what. Oh my god. Hereditary. That film fucked me up.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Okay.
I've watched that twice. I can't watch it again, but I love it.
I love it. Okay.
The sound editing is so loud, bro. When her neck
It's a sick film. It's so good.
And the ending is creepy.
Oh my god, don't. It's so fucking freaky. Oh my god, yeah. And then, let me try.
It's scary too, because, oh my god.
It's, oh my, yeah. No words.
I love it.
The actress that plays the mum, oh my god, what's her name?
She should have got an Oscar for that.
Yes, 100%. She was unreal.
She was robbed.
Yeah. Big time.
The only thing I didn't believe was like Alex Wolff, the son,
Toni Collette,
a child of two white parents.
Toni Collette, man.
It was really weird. Toni Collette, yeah, she did good. She did good.
Her sense of madness
was just wild.
Yeah, that movie changed the game. I said, yo, what are we doing here? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Hereditary.
What about, what was it? Florence Pugh, what was it?
Midsommar.
I might even watch that in a bit. That's a mad film.
You watched Extended Cut? The extended cut?
No. Is it? How?
It's this. There's our extended cut. Yeah, there's a Midsommar extended
cut. Oh my god, I'm going to Google it right now, because I have no idea.
Yeah, there's extended cut.
My first time watching that movie, I'm like, what?
This is horrifying.
This is like what The Village should have been. Or something like that.
I'm trying to find the director's. Someone said it's so much worse.
Let me see. It's somewhere, than the original. Somewhere. I think it's on the Midsommar.
Maybe on Amazon Prime Video.
It might be on Amazon Prime.
It's $3.49, but I'm gonna pay it.
I'm gonna send it to you. I'm gonna find it.
Oh, there's another really scary film as well, and I can't think of what it's called. I mean, there are loads, let's be honest. Oh my god. Do you guys like like exorcism kind of films?
Oh no.
She lost?
Oh, what's happened?
Tash!
David Davis.
We lost you. Okay, you're fine. Whew. Okay, we're good.
Oh shit, what happened?
Oh, okay. Oh, you okay?
Yeah, have you got me?
Okay.
All
right. Cool.
What happened?
I don't know. It was weird. How nerdy do you consider yourself?
Oh my god. I would say 8 out of 10.
Yeah, I would agree with that. No, you're fucking rad.
I'm okay. Video allegations. Your face is on the video game.
You're gonna lie, Taz.
What do you mean?
The last of 20 minutes, I felt like we've just been chilling, eating food, drinking, and just talking about fun stuff. That's how the vibe I'm getting off of.
Thanks, guys.
You're rad.
I feel
you're
the
rad.
Same.
Yeah, I feel like you're you're great. You're great. Anytime you want to come on, we'll be awesome.
Thank you.
We promote your stuff, whatever. All right, what is the best relationship advice you could give us? Best relationship.
Ooh. Okay. I would say open and honest communication is key, but then also comprehension, being able to understand the other person's opinion and view, and just so that is definitely a key point. And then I would also say just being able to be silly and just have fun with each other. I've been in relationships before where it's just been very either nothing or really serious. And when in my relationship now, we can have really serious chats and discuss proper life issues, and then we can just be complete idiots with one another. And I think that is so important. So yeah, I would say I'm just being honest. And also having your own space. Me and my boyfriend are very similar, but then we're also very different, and he'll go off and do his own thing and I'll go and do my own thing, and then we come back together and we can have fun together. So I don't know if that really answers it, but
Yeah, me and my girlfriend played Suicide Squad together. It was pretty lit.
Oh, I love that.
We played it together.
I don't give a fuck about you, Benny. I'm just joking. I can't. I'm fucking with you. It was I bought the game for all my friends because I have a problem.
Yeah, he bought it for me. I was like,
no way.
I
bought it for Benny. I bought it for Cade. I have a problem.
Oh my god.
I have an issue.
Oh,
yeah.
I really wish you could sign my case, Tash. That would be so good.
Yeah, we gotta get you sign our stuff. I need to sign my shirt, all the things. But you're awesome.
Oh my god, I would love to.
You gotta come to the States, okay?
I haven't got plans this year, but I really do want to come over again because I the last time I was in the States was like 2016.
Damn.
I
know.
Maybe you gotta fix that. You gotta get to New York. If you ever come to New York, Comic-Con.
Oh my god. Comic-Con. Fucking love New York. I mean, it's my favorite city.
Okay. You got New York Comic Con 2026, 2025. You gotta come.
I mean, that would be sick.
We went there for the first time because of the podcast, which for free.
Oh, no way.
It was awesome.
Shout out to Ashley Robinson again, our podcast mommy and daddy. Shout out to Ashley Robinson.
Shout out. And Rocksteady, sort me out Comic Con 2025 or 2026, please. Thank you.
Yeah, do that, please. Yes. We do this thing where you ask us, do you have any questions for us?
Oh my god.
We turn it on for you.
Ooh. What made you want to start a podcast and what are your like top three favorite things about the DC universe?
All right, Benny, you go. You go, Benny.
One of the start of the podcast is because as Tevin always said, always like, we gotta talk about this on the podcast, we gotta do this. And I was like, bet, let me know when. And then nothing happened because life happens, obviously. But then 3 years ago, he was like, I'm fed up with like postponing it, we're doing it now. And I was like, let's do it. And then we've been doing it every week. And I feel like every week we get better and better. And it got to a point where it started to become its own essence. And the show has changed from our initial vision, and I freaking love it. And then, what was the DC question again?
What are your three favorite things about the DC universe?
Oh, me, I love the importance of Superman and how, even if you're not a Superman fan, certain creators will like give the respect for the character just because he is the heart and soul of the DC universe. Now, mind you, you can have a favorite character, but you have to understand that Superman is
he's the
guy. I mean, it's like equivalent to like a Michael Jordan debate. How they care about their legacy characters, like how the Titans, Dick Grayson, are becoming like to a point where they're equally as popular as their parents and stuff like that. Yeah. And then another thing, the risk of storytelling. How they can take a story that normally was never mature and make it mature because they have like imprints, like the Black Label, to tell these stories in a more realistic avenue.
I want to say the podcast was something I'm going to do because like I love talking to people. I know they have a popular thing, but I want to just ask them about their other stuff, about their life, about what's going on. Because when everybody's passionate about something, they light up differently or they talk differently. You can see a different side of them. So I was like, I want that. And I want to build friendships. So I was terrified. I said, fuck it, let's do it. And we did it. Bam. We're here now. And my favorite thing about DC Universe is that there's always, like right now, Dawn of DC, every character's going through a change, and it's very cool they grow with the characters. So like you were saying with Nightwing, the Justice League isn't anymore in DC Comics. It's just the Titans now. Titans are taking over, and it's great. And Harley Quinn is another one, a character that I've grown to like, love from the game, and then went to the comics, and then I've seen how much she's grown from Joker to all that to Poison Ivy. She's dating Poison Ivy now, and it's great. And now she's on the team of Birds of Prey. How she's grown as a character just physically, because she was going to kill the Joker in one of the books, and Batman was like, "Nah." And then she just progressed. How her character progression in DC is interesting. How every they're at different levels now than were before, and I love that they don't. I love that they come out on Tuesday, so I can read it early. But they're going to change that. So it's fine. But DC's never changing right now. I love what DC's doing right now. It's cool. Comics are in an interesting place right now. Interesting place right now. Any more questions?
Ooh. I love Marvel. I love DC. I love Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings. like the rest of them, what are your other, like, what other things do you, like, geek out on?
Oh,
this guy, fucking nerd.
Oh, amazing. Oh, I love that.
He loves nice. The Beatles.
Yep, I geek out on Beatles and old records. I love it. That's and sick. old paperback novels. I love it.
Oh, sick.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I have like a library around my room.
Oh my goodness. That's pretty sick, yeah. To be fair.
Yeah. Yeah. My thing is I'm weird. Wrestling, figures, bodybuilding.
Nice.
Comics, gaming. I'm all weird. I like earrings, clothes. I love that
earring that you've got in right now. That's sick.
I'm weird, man. I'm a nerd. Culture, man.
No, you're lovely, bro. You're amazing. You're one
I just
of
love
a kind.
Being. I just love nerd. Nerdy stuff is just cool. Being nerd is cool. Yes. I built so many cool friends with nerds. Yeah, I've been loving. Yeah, yeah. But yeah, I'm a big nerd here. Movies too. Movies are like we're big cinephiles here. We love movies.
Yeah.
Horror movies are probably my favorite. Yeah, they're from my favorite.
Yeah, send me like your horror film favorites because I will watch them.
Did you watch X? Gotcha.
Have I watched what?
X.
X? No. What's that?
I love that. Oh, that's all you need to know.
It's a major.
Read the Wikipedia.
The filmmaker is from our hometown that me and Tevin grew up in Delaware.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it literally just X?
Yeah, Jenna Ortega's in it. Jenna Ortega's in it. Kid Cudi's in it.
Oh, yeah, Mia Goth. Yeah, I'm watching that. Oh, my God.
Yes. You are
with me. Then you watch
Pearl.
Oh, my God. Yes, I have watched that.
Pearl?
Oh, my God. That is. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. When the two older people. Oh, no, I can't.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, the love scene.
I did not expect that. My dude was like, it's a movie about making porn. I was like, that's not what it's about, you liar. You're a liar. You're a nasty man. You liar, son of a bitch. You liar.
That's hilarious.
I was like, where is this? Oh, no.
Alligators for murder.
So what is going on right now? I love this. It was crazy.
Oh my God! Oh, no, yeah, that film is
Pearl.
Fucked.
Pearl has one of the greatest one-shot scene I've ever seen.
10 minutes. 10 minutes of Mia Goth. That's
10.
That's
10 minutes of no cut. I'm like,
yeah,
wow.
That's good. That shit was
oh
good.
Oh my
man.
God! Yeah.
I'll send you at least five of my list.
Yeah, I've seen my list.
Do it.
I got you.
I will watch.
Did you watch Late Night with the Devil? Late Night with the Devil was good. That just
dropped.
Oh
my God, no. I'm Googling that now. Have I seen
that? Oh my God, bro. That was a great movie.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Oh, wow. No, I haven't seen that, but I'm... Oh my God, it's actually on at the cinema.
Do you have Shudder?
No. And the reason why I haven't got it is because I know that I will scare myself shitless.
Yeah, they have some wild ones on there. They have all the like American horror, like German horror. They have all types of horror on there. Suspiria. God. Suspiria is another one. That's a
bona fide classic. Let's look at that.
It's two versions.
That's on Amazon.
Two versions. One of the posters is wild because it reveals so much. But the old one and the new one are really good. That's Dakota Johnson's best acting she's ever done.
Really.
Dakota Johnson's best acting she's ever done.
I definitely watched that.
Listen, I've never seen, like, 50 Shades of Grey, I've seen 50 Shades of Grey, but bruh. Dakota Johnson, I get it. They have a lot of, Chloe Grace Moretz is in it, Mia Goth is in it. They have everybody in it.
That's really? Awesome.
Yeah, I didn't know it was Mia Goth was in there, bro. It's
Tilda
crazy,
Swinton's
bro.
In it.
Yeah, everybody's in it. That's one of my favorite movies I've ever seen. The first one as a kid traumatized me forever. I got in trouble for watching it. And
what? Oh, Suspiria?
The one back in the day, I got in trouble for watching it. It was gross. It was very gross. First time I've been introduced to that.
It's included with Prime, so I'm going to watch that later.
Yeah.
And when I have fucked up dreams, I'm blaming you guys.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was terrified of women forever. I was terrified of women when I was a kid.
Oh, my God.
No. It's crazy. It's witchy and all types of stuff.
Saltburn.
Yes.
Oh, Saltburn.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, my God.
That was crazy, bro.
Dude, that graveyard scene is uncomfortable.
Oh my god!
We gotta have, yeah. Oh yeah, we gotta have you on for movie talk. Yeah, we gotta talk horror movies because this is great.
Yes, we do.
Oh yeah, now knowing that you love horror movies, that's really good. That's really good.
No, we got you. There's so many good movies. First person one called the first person horror movie coming out soon. That's really good. Also, the first, Immaculate was good. Yeah, Immaculate was good.
What's that?
Sydney Sweeney was crazy.
Is that the recent one that she's done? Oh my god, yeah. I haven't seen that yet.
Yo, Sydney Sweeney, man.
Sydney Sweeney, that's out the good. Cinema. Okay.
Yeah, that one's good. And then the first Omen came out too. That's another one.
That's Omen. Oh my god, I've just thought of a film that really like fucked me up for quite a bit, and it's not Insidious. Oh, what is? It's the film. I think it's one of the Insidious films.
Conjuring.
It's The Conjuring, and it's when they go to that big old house, and it's like there's like a witch that like sacrificed. Oh my god! I cannot.
Yeah, Conjuring was crazy.
Conjuring films are fucking wild. Like I don't know why I do it to myself, but they're so good.
Yep.
Yeah, right. Life on the Edge.
Yep. All right. Oh, so we're gonna end it here because I know Benny has a date. But I want to know what you got going on. Tell people where they can find you. What's up?
So you'll find me mainly on Instagram, and my Instagram is Natasha Estale. And then Twitter, I also kind of use, and that is, let me have a think, Natasha Elise 1, I do believe. But yeah, Instagram is mainly where I am at most of the time, and I am planning to post more since I've had loads more followers following the Suicide Squad game. So yeah, keep your eyes peeled.
It's awesome.
When you get the game, we gotta play with you.
Yes. Oh my god, that would be amazing.
Okay, we got you. You got to join our clan.
Sick.
Got you. All right. Benny, where can they find you?
Find me on Instagram at Benny J Blanco and on X. The Benny J Blanco. Oh, did you not hear? Benny J Blanco.
Oh, no, sorry, it's reconnecting. IG, there we go.
And Twitter is The Benny J Blanco.
I'm going to follow you on both of those things.
You can find me at SailorGains18. TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, all the things at your mom's house. That's where I be. I'm always there. Because I love you guys. Thank you once again, Tash. And you're the best.
Thank you for having me.
Give us words of wisdom today. If somebody owe you money, somebody owes you cash, tell us what they need to get you right now.
Honestly, just be kind. Lead with kindness. I know that's so cliche and potentially quite lame, but honestly, just... Hey. Yeah.
In the world right now, lead with kindness. Kind. I love it. Yeah. Thank you. Follow us on our socials. Hit the like button. Share, subscribe to your mom there. Like us. Find us. Love us. Have a good day. Peace.
Take it easy.